That's Orioles general manager Mike Elias. Jordan Westberg was also quoted in saying, yeah, the leadership roles fall to us now. So guys like Gunner and guys like myself, Adley, and young as Jackson, Couser, we got to kind of pick it up. We understand that this is the clubhouse is now in the place where we've been kind of groomed and kind of preparing to take over, and now it's that time. So I think we've got to put on our big boy shoes, big boy pants, and lead this ball club, clubhouse, for the last 2 months of the season. I totally agree. Put your big boy pants on. Be the leader.
Yeah, well, I think he is the leader, actually. He's sort of Westberg. I mean, he's kind of really kind of stepping up, I think. Well, yeah. That's the impression I get, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you, like, I don't know how long ago, 6 months ago, 5 months ago, the apple don't fall far from the tree. I was hanging out with the Mountcastles in Pickles, and the Westbergs come in. His parents come in. And I said, his father's probably this, I don't know, 50s. I shook his hand. He could kick everybody's ass in the bar.
Oh, no doubt.
He gave me that impression. You know, buzz cut, strong as an ox, just, you know, good guy, but, you know. I bet that's in his genes.
Westberg is the no-nonsense. Okay, you saw him in the dugout last night. He hit the home run, smiling before he got there, low-fiving people.
Yeah.
Ah. But he's also the guy that is very stoic, very low-key. He's not going to be loud when you're doing a press conference. He's not going to be loud when he's talking to you. You know, you can go up to him and start a conversation. He'll carry on the conversation. But he's also the guy that, when he was hurt last year, and they were playing the Mets, who were in New York, Francisco Lindor was taking extra. Francisco Lindor takes about an hour of fielding.
Does he really?
By himself. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
It's the routine that he goes through is absolutely ridiculous. He did it 2 out of 3 days. Jordan Westberg was just sitting there. Now, you know, Mancelino comes from the Cleveland organization, so he knows.
Oh, right. Lindor.
Lindor. Mm-hmm. So Mancelino was doing the infield practice with Westberg. And Westberg was just sitting watching everything, just stealing as much as possible. So finally, when Lindor had a second, he saw Mancelino. He waved at him. He spoke to him. He said, man, he's just admiring you. He's just sitting here admiring you. And Lindor looked over and said, I don't know why he's admiring me. I've been watching him. He is me.
Huh.
You know, and but Westberg was just sitting there in awe, just watching the professionalism. I got to be honest with you, that series, I grew a lot more respect for Lindor. I've always liked him.
Yeah.
But the dude's a pro.
I'm glad to hear that because I've always liked him.
Oh, he's
when he went to the Mets, I was coming from Sparrow's Point. I called everybody when I came over.
He's a stinking pro. Yeah. Dude, I'm like, is he going to be enough energy for the game? I think he hit a home run one of those games. But like, does he have enough energy for the game? He was going through in the hole, backhand, up the middle in the hole. Chopping ground balls, had to, you know, the quick scoop and the throw. He was practicing in the hole, the one hop, the first base. Every game situation there is, Francisco Lindor practiced. He practiced the ball over the shoulder going to the outfield.
Right.
They couldn't simulate on the hit, but they were throwing it to him. Everything there is to practice, he practiced.
Wow.
You know, and you saw Westberg. Iron sharp as iron.
Yeah.
He's looking at that. He's trying to repeat that. He's trying to mimic that. And I just think he's just one of those a guy who's a student of the game.
Yeah.
I think Adley Rutschman is a leader. There's no doubt about that. He's proven that.
Yeah.
They go as he goes. Gunnar Henderson is a leader by example.
Mm-hmm.
Colton Couser makes the clubhouse lighter. Jackson Holliday is going to ball out. But I think the guy who's the tranquil one, who calms the seas, is Jordan Westberg. He's the guy that tells them, okay, let's settle down. And he says it once and he settled down.
That's awesome.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
So, and if you notice, when they're talking about stepping it up, taking over the clubhouse, who's the one speaking?
Yeah. And I get it because I think one of the frustrations I've had, I'm sure that a lot of other fans have had, is this kind of platooning of people. I want to see Westbrook play. Mm-hmm. I want to see all these guys. I want to see Kowser play. I want to see these guys play. And when you have all these veterans here that are still playing pretty well, it's like, they're not getting enough time. Hey, you're right. It's their time now. Let's move on.
When did the team get better in 2022? After the trade deadline, mm-hmm. when roles started to be defined.
Yeah.
And I know we're coming off of an ass whipping, 10-run ass whipping last night. It's hard to really sell that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to see Westbrook play third, play second, DH. Play third, play second, DH. I don't want to see that. He's your third baseman. He should be playing third base 5 days a week at least. You know, Gunnar Henderson's your shortstop. He should be playing shortstop. Jackson Holliday's your second baseman. He should be playing second base. Mm-hmm. The more and more I watch him, the less I want to see Kobe Mayo at first. But for right now, let him play first. There was a couple of plays last night. To be honest with you, that play in the sixth inning that was bam, bam, and they couldn't overturn.
Mm-hmm.
If he stretches, he gets the call.
Yeah.
He didn't stretch enough.
Mm-hmm.
He stretches, he gets the call. The other one, same inning, Gunnar Henderson deep in the hole, throws him a one hop. You got to catch that ball. Those are mistakes that he's going to make because he's learning first base. And that, my friend, is why everybody can't play first base.
So glad. Everyone they think it's like, you know, when you're a kid and you can't play shortstop. Oh, you put him at first.
Yeah.
First base is hard. It's hard. And that's why when you see like Mountcastle would have made those plays. Chris Davis would have made those plays.
Oh, Chris Davis definitely made those
absolutely
plays.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a difference. First basemen are really important and make the other infielders look good.
Hey, now, jog my memory, both of you. You too, Joe. Chris Davis came here, played a little third, played a little left field. Mm-hmm. When they made the move to first base, wasn't he instantly good at first base?
I think so, yeah.
I don't remember the growing pains of Chris Davis at first base. Now, I could be wrong.
I don't remember either.
It was 12, 13, that time frame?
He was exceptional. He was very, very
from day
good.
One.
Yeah.
I don't remember any – I remember some growing pains from Mountcastle went from, to, man, why is he not playing first more?
Right.
But I don't remember I thought Chris Davis played well at third, played well in the outfield, and then became a great. I just think he was just so athletic, man. He was a little different. That dude was built different. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's get Antonio, man. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you? Man?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Happy Taco Tuesday to you too, man.
I hope Grayson Rodriguez can come back from his latest injury and surgery. Do you think he can, or is he finished? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day as well. I think he can, and I hope he's not finished. I think he can come back from this, and I hope he's not finished. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, me too.
Because if he comes back healthy, he's a baller, man.
Yeah,
he's an absolute stud.
Mm-hmm. You want some numbers on Davis at first base?
Go ahead.
A 995 fielding average.
Yeah, there you go.
In over 1,100 games at first base.
Yeah. And 995.
Yeah, 1,100. He's 52 errors in his career.
And how many years?
13 years designated as like first base.
Wow. 52 errors. So my memory was not incorrect. He made 4 errors a year.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
But he was awful, wasn't he? That guy was horrible. They should have never re-signed him. Sarcasm.